Look, Fortnite, it's huge, it's massive, your kids do it, your cousins do it, whoever, whatever children you know in your life are probably doing these dances around, and they're very popular in the game. They're sort of derived from, like, a lot of them derived from, like, real life dance moves, and there's actually one place that's decided, instead of just letting these kids let loose in shopping centers, and you know, you see these kids at, like, the footy and shopping centers and stuff just, like, doing these dances wherever they can, the Australian Dance and Talent Center's like, you know what, let's just actually put on a Fortnite dance class. The first one happened over the weekend. It sold out very quickly. It was at capacity, so they've put on another one due to demand, and I've just got so many questions about it. Louise from the Centre joins you now. Louise, how you doing?
I'm great, thanks, Bryce. How are you?
Very well. And look, I'd be curious to know your first encounter with Fortnite. How did you sort of come to terms with it?
Well, like everybody else, I discovered it when our boys' hip-hop class started requesting the moves in class sort of halfway through last year. It really took hold.
Yeah.
Our teachers researched and put some of the moves into some of our hip hop, and they absolutely loved it. As well as that, everywhere we went, we saw kids trying to emulate the moves. So it was something that we thought we could really encourage boys into dance and performing arts, using the Fortnite steps as the impetus.
Yeah, right. So is it sort of like when you get a kid to try and eat their vegetables? Like, you sort of like, you've got these normal routines that you would do, and then you sort of just like put the Fortnite dances in there so that like there's this big, bright, shiny thing, and then in the end, they're actually quite good dancers across the board.
Absolutely. At our workshop that we did on the weekend, we saw some absolutely amazing movers that would probably have never attempted dance if it wasn't for the Fortnite craze.
Wow. And do you think that some of them might stick around and sort of get into it on the whole?
Absolutely. We had a huge response on the weekend. So our classes are sitting at the moment at 90% capacity, and we still have another workshop to go next weekend, which will probably push it over.
Yeah, right. And what were the sort of like demographics showing up? Was it, I'm assuming a lot of guys. What was sort of like the age range?
Sure. They were predominantly younger kids, so they were predominantly from 5 through to about 12 or 13.
Yeah.
And all super enthusiastic. And
right.
And it was a fantastic vibe.
That's something, yeah, I've noticed with, like, when we did a thing where we sat down and I got coached in Fortnite by this 10-year-old guy called Sars. And, you know, he was like very, very, very passionate about the game. Like, that was like really obvious when sort of sitting with him. So, I mean, I guess you sort of must have felt that a little bit during the workshop.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, the energy was just so hung in the room. I've never experienced anything like it, getting boys into a class like that was so easy to learn. Usually they're a little bit hesitant and want to make sure that they're not being compared to girls. If, sometimes that sort of happens at school, those comparisons.
Right.
So this was just off the chain. I've really never seen anything like it.
I was going to ask, yeah, because, I mean, there's always been, like, dance crazes, but has there been anything similar, like, where you've seen a little spike in people being like, oh, I saw this and I want to try that?
Not in this generation. I think the last time that I might have seen it, I was about 10 or 11 myself, and it was MC Hammer and there was a lot of the news. But no, I've never seen anything quite like this. This is incredible.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, the next one's happening February 2. Is that sold out as well, right?
It certainly is. So we're looking at other dates moving forward. Yes.
Yeah, amazing.